the interviews that you carry out, and every single one, the message that I got from them is that, you know, if I can do something in my own way, that would be welcome.
Hi, welcome to Everyday Climate Champions, where we speak with inspiring community members here in the San Francisco Bay Area about how they're putting real climate solutions into action. Thank you for joining me, Dahlia Masacci, the executive producer of Everyday Climate Champions. This episode is a bit different from our usual conversations. We'll soon return to talking with our Bay Area neighbors about how they're taking bold climate action. But right now, we're excited to celebrate our first anniversary. We thought you might want to peek behind the scenes and meet our podcast team. So you're about to hear from the folks involved in producing the first year of Everyday Climate Champions. I often get questions about why and how I started the podcast. Long story short, I wanted to use my background in journalism, editing, and community organizing to focus on today's climate solutions right here in the Bay Area. It's important to me that the transition to a climate-smart society is just and equitable for everyone. In 2021, I trained as a climate leader with the Climate Reality Project and soon attracted a great team of other volunteers to help me create our show. As you'll soon hear, our team is made up of everyday people, just like you and me, who are concerned about the climate crisis and want to be part of the solution. The great thing is that all around us, we're finding inspiring examples of effective climate action by people just like us, of all ages and from different walks of life. And they're not acting alone. They show us how local communities are powerful in addressing the climate crisis. As more people get involved, the faster these changes will happen. So, how do we find our podcast guests? Through our community networks and online research. And sometimes folks who want to share their work come to us. In this first year, we've also started to hear from you, our listeners. We love that. You've told us you're enjoying learning about so many examples of Bay Area folks taking effective climate action. You love the practical tips, ideas, and stories that our guests share, and you really relate to the changes they're making in their own homes, communities, and public policies. You also really like the 15-minute format of our podcasts, short and sweet. So without further ado, let's hear from the others on our podcast production team.
My name is Dennis Heisem. I'm an audio producer, sound designer in Northern California. I was initially connected to the podcast through a mutual friend. At the time, Dahlia was in the beginning stages of creating content and also mapping out the actual structure of the podcast. So I helped out editing the first 3 to 4 podcasts, and then subsequently a couple of other audio producers came aboard. My favorite episode was Youth Taking Climate Action. It was great to see young people get enthusiastic about taking positive steps to help mitigate climate problems. So I encourage anybody who's interested in both podcasting and climate to get involved with ECC. It's a great bunch of people doing a bunch of great things for climate solutions.
My name is Kayla Anchell, and I'm a sound designer and mixer living in San Francisco. I joined the team when I was completing the sound design program at City College of San Francisco. I loved the mission of the podcast, and it was a good way for me to get experience with sound through internship credit. I'm looking forward to seeing what new topics are covered on the Everyday Climate Champions podcast and how it continues to evolve sonically.
Hey everyone, my name is Trevor Skirby. I am a sound designer based out of Detroit, Michigan, and I work on the audio for the podcast. I started working on the podcast back at the beginning of the year and have been here ever since, just working on some awesome episodes with some great people and doing my part to contribute to a good cause. My favorite episode of the year has been the building electrification episode, mainly because that is something I eventually would like to do in my home, and I just find it fascinating that there's such a great way to not only save money, but be doing something great for the environment at the same time. For the future, I'm looking forward to listening to some more great talks and just finding out more ways that I and everyone around me can do their part to contribute to saving the environment.
Hello, I'm Gabriela Vargas. I'm a graphic designer located in Sonoma County. My experience creating a logo for the team was amazing. It trickled down to representing the community with hands, holding the same banner all together, just as in saying, you know, we are making this happen. We are collaborating. We're together. It's a unity, and we want to make a change. After I listened to the art episode, I was so interested in the art of the artists that were being mentioned that I decided to Google it. I investigated who they were, what they were doing, and these are really amazing people. You actually have to see it so you can see what I'm talking about. I did share with as many people as I could, and I took that as as a way of inspiration for the work that I do every day, the interviews that you carry out. And every single one, the message that I got from them is that, you know, if I can do something in my own way, that would be welcome. So reaching out to other people, just sharing this information, telling people about the podcast. And, you know, you may want to take a listen because this information is relevant to what you are doing or what you're interested in.
My name's Sean Mendelson. I'm all about music and creativity. I really like how those things can intersect with climate activism. So that's why I'm part of this team. I've hosted three of the shows of the initial 12. I live in Campbell, which is just outside San Jose, California. As a creative individual, I was trying to look for ways I could plug into the movement. There's so much fact-based, science-based information out there. I wanted to figure out how I could be part of the climate movement in a more creative way. And it's been a real joy working with other people, collaborating and having so many different views. I would say my favorite episode was episode 9, The Black Church's Inspiring Work in Environmental Justice, because when that episode came out, I was really excited to hear from a voice that, for all intents and purposes, wasn't just an older white individual, which tends to be the voices that I heard when I started out. And I think it's really important not only to hear the different voices, but to respect and include those voices in the climate movement. In the second year of the podcast, I'm interested in looking at things that are new and innovative. In order for us to conquer climate change, we need to be thinking outside the box. In one episode where I met with Pete Cronowit, a songwriter, the idea of getting the word out there in varied ways is really interesting to me. And I'm specifically interested in the things that bring hope and optimism to the world.
My name is Alyssa Feinstein. I work for a large tech company that also has a strong sustainability initiative. I am super interested in cycling and plant-based diets, and I am based in San Francisco. I am a host, editor, and overall team collaborator. So the reason I joined Everyday Climate Champions is because I have a strong interest in climate change, plus a background in sustainability. Plus, I wanted to get some experience working on a podcast. I really like being able to delve a little bit more into topics that are of interest to me and supporting my local community of climate change leaders. I am really excited for this upcoming year and seeing how Everyday Climate Champions grows and covering different topics such as alternative forms of transportation like cycling and skateboarding, and also hearing more about the intersection of the arts and climate change. If you have any interest in climate change, want to meet interesting folks in your community who are on the front lines of climate change activism, plus work with a great bunch of supportive and smart folks, I would highly recommend joining the Everyday Climate Champions team. One thing I would add is don't be intimidated if you haven't never done any type of podcast work. Our producer, Dahlia Masacci, is already supportive, as well as the rest of the team. You're not going to be at this alone.
My name is George D. I live in Oakland, California, and I work in software and construction, so kind of a combination of those two industries. And my interests are basically anything that has to do with nature. So I really love hiking, and I love to golf and cycle. I'm a co-producer and have hosted several episodes, and I joined because I personally consume a lot of meaningful content in podcast form and felt like the mission behind Everyday Climate Champions was not only approachable, but really humbling. So I wanted to see if I could help make impact by finding interesting people to talk to and really getting to the root of the things that they're interested in climate. I've enjoyed spending time with the team to learn about their personal interests, not only like the more technical drawdown solutions, which is something that I'm interested in, but also impacts on our everyday lives from like art to gifting and education. So I think I've been able to learn a lot more about the aspects of climate that I don't often seek out. I really loved learning about SVYCA, so Silicon Valley Youth Climate Action. That was episode 5 this year. And the reason why I liked it is because I'm really bullish on the impact of the more youthful generations on pushing progressive reform and taking actions into their own hands. It's pretty inspiring stuff. I feel like small groups such as SVYCA are what our communities need to help educate our peers and broader audiences.
Hi, my name is Sassini Parpelli. I'm a sophomore in high school. I'm interested in the environment, climate change, robotics, reading books, listening to music, and a lot more. I'm a host on the podcast team, and I do it with my friend Bella. I wanted to work on a podcast. I think they're like really cool. And second of all, I wanted to talk about what other people are doing for the environment and not just like read articles, just like have a conversation with those people. So being on a podcast team has allowed me to expand my horizons, talk to people in many different ways. And I also like the fact that with podcasts, you can always make them unique to your own style. My favorite episode from the first year was the Silicon Valley Youth Climate Action, because it's actually one of the organizations that I'm part in. And it was the first episode that I gained actual experience of the entire podcast.
I'm Isabella Generu. I am a sophomore at Heritage High School in Brentwood, California. I had originally come to the podcast because of my friend Tissini, who I am working with on a blog called Climate Echo, where we discuss issues and aspects of climate change. I have enjoyed every minute that I've been on the podcast. I've enjoyed talking and communicating with all of the guests that I've had the chance to. They have been very informative and have opened my eyes to many different areas of research. They've encouraged my passion to grow even more than I thought it could have through just doing the interviews with them. We've covered so many different topics. All of the episodes have been fascinating, and I can't wait for all of the new episodes just because of the amount of knowledge that is stored in them.
I hope the podcast listeners continue to stay with us and listen to these varied episodes with varied hosts, and the sky's the limit.
Yes, we're just getting started. Hi again, Dahlia here. Thinking about sharing your own thoughts with us? Just follow the link below to our brief listener feedback survey. And did you know about the quick ways you could support this podcast? Just click on the follow button to hear about our new releases and share this show with your friends. You can also review it on your favorite podcast app or leave a comment on our YouTube playlist. For this episode of Everyday Climate Champions, the sound engineer was Martin Sanchez. Music is by Blue Dot Sessions. You've been listening to Everyday Climate Champions, presented by the Climate Reality Project's Bay Area chapter. If you know any local folks who would make great guests, please drop us an email. As Climate Reality founder and former U.S. Vice President Al Gore says, solving the climate crisis is within our grasp, but we need people like you to stand up and act. To learn more, please visit climaterealitybayarea.org. See you next time.